from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smith on the burst. And Smith might get there! Smith does get there! And Germany have been speared by the Trident. What is it about this US team? As in the quarterfinal, they will always find a way.
That was Olympic women's soccer, right? Yesterday? Extra time victory over Germany. The U.S. has 24 gold medals, China 22 gold medals. So the gold race is a little close. Total medals, though, U.S. way up, 86, China 60. I don't know, what's the best of what's left? The basketball? The women's golf?
Breaking.
When is breaking?
Friday? Yeah.
Well, they close with that, huh? We're throwing stuff still. Javelin throw, hurdles, and then the volleyball. That's the best thing that's left. Volleyball on TV. Volleyball should be more popular than baseball, if we're being real. Shouldn't volleyball be like in arenas, teams we follow, trades? What's wrong with volleyball? Volleyball, I love watching volleyball on TV. It should be like a professional sport. What does that sound?
Is there a helicopter?
I believe there is a helicopter.
How big is it? Who's landing?
I don't know. It sounds like one of those.
I'm going to go look. You
double,
talk for a second.
All right. It sounds like one of those double-bladed military helicopters of some sort. We are under a pavilion, so we can't just look up and see it. It sounds like it's getting closer.
It is. I just became that meme. You seen it where on College Game Day, Pat McAfee and everyone look, it's a stealth fighter. And
funny clip last year at College Game Day. Yeah.
And they can't not look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I just became that. Like, oh, check it out. We
he just,
this.
Yeah, McAfee interrupted Chris Fowler, who was in the middle of whatever, to be like, that's a stealth bomber.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Training camp, here we are. We're out here at camp. And today and then tomorrow. And that wraps it for us. Oh, for the Bills, rather. We're coming back after today.
You think we'll be here more than a couple more years?
At Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You think they won't change it when the new stadium opens?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I mean.
I guess there's real no difference to the practice fields, right? Like, they might move them. We'll see. That's probably so far down the road when they get to stadium stuff. But
I mean, we talked to McDermott about it. He flat out said any idea that he doesn't like it. It's never been true. He likes it all the way, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we'll keep coming. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. Sigmund Bloom suggests, because the Patriots are out, that maybe the Steelers could get Ayuk for a discount and not give up a first-round pick.
Wow. There's the Niners. You can't do that if you're the Niners.
Right. There's a point in time where if you're the Niners, you just can't do it.
It just doesn't make sense.
Or if you're another team. I'm going to make fantasy football comparisons all day. I don't care. You're telling me the best you're going to get for that? I have to step in and give up a first-round pick. I'll do it. I'll do it because I can't allow this guy to go for a second.
But is the player making that difficult for them?
Right, because he just wants to go to Pittsburgh.
They probably, almost, not even probably, they definitely have offers on the table right now for first-round picks, right? Cleveland or New England. Maybe there's another team. I don't know. Don't we think those two teams, their offers included first-round picks? I mean, if New England's receiver they're offering was Kendrick Bourne, then what comes with that to get Brandon Ayuk? A first. And they couldn't get it done because he didn't want to go there. That Ayuk's going to make this tough for them, but man, this is one where, like, sports teams in general normally fold in situations like this.
Yep.
Hey, guy wants to be traded. What do they typically do? They trade him. And I don't know, I don't always want to subscribe to that. You don't have to trade him.
No, you definitely don't.
You got to then endure the headache, but endure the headache. You're going to get value out of that at the end of it. He's not going to lose value as a player. I mean, you're going to lose contract control, but you still got two franchise tags if you want after this. You could tag and trade next year. Like, you don't have to trade him now or you lose him for nothing. So for me, the Niners caving would just be for a second-round pick in Calvin Austin.
Be terrible.
Like, at that point, I would rather go ahead, sit home. I'm not trading you for a second-round pick in Calvin Austin.
Right. If I'm in San Francisco, what I'm saying they should do is sign him to an extension. And they definitely have the money to do it because you always have the money in the salary cap. Maybe don't extend. How old is Trent Williams? He's the 10th best player in football. I get that. Okay, fine.
They extended McCaffrey earlier in the offseason.
They can cut Debo after next year for a cap hit that's manageable.
Right.
And when you extend Ayuk, you can make his cap hit like $4 million for the first 2 years. So I think that they're kind of silly for trading him. But, you know, here we are.
Next year, I mean, they've got some monster cap hits, no doubt. Like, they can be massaged. Trent Williams, $34 million next year at age 37. Man, him wanting more off that is kind of wild. Fred Warner at 29 years old, a linebacker, $29 million. That's a massive cap number, by the way. That's their cap hit next year.
Yeah.
Jason Hargrave. How about that? Their three highest paid players next year, all above $28 million. Left tackle, linebacker, defensive tackle. Maybe don't pay every single player at every single position along the way to have yourself cost you a player like this. Debo next year is $24 million, and that is going to be the one. Can't you just get to next year? Can't you just go one more year with all these guys together, and then in a year you decide we're going to move 29-year-old Debo Samuel, not 25-year-old Brandon Ayuk?
Like,
to me, they're just not prioritized.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Using the right player. This is not the player that you've paid 7 of 7 so far of like your important players, and the first guy you're going to say no to is Ayuk at a premium position.
Yeah, arguably like, the best one.
The Bills were in a spot for years where they paid everybody, right? Like they paid White, they paid Dawkins, they paid Knox, even they paid everybody. What was the guy they eventually said, okay, we can't do that
Tremaine Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds, who was a very good player. But middle linebacker is not a premium position like wide receiver is. And to me, the Niners just, this is not the age and the position that you want to, okay, now we're going to say we can't do this.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. Olympics rolling along.
Would you try? Have we waited too long to get to the Arizona Cardinals burrito that they're offering?
They have a cotton candy burrito.
A cotton candy burrito that I believe is stuffed. Is it stuffed or is it wrapped?
Yeah.
With fruity pebbles.
They have 50 new food options at the stadium in Arizona.
Yep.
One of them is a cotton candy burrito.
Yes.
That is exactly what it sounds like.
Ice cream and candy wrapped in cotton candy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the middle is ice cream and candy, and then the shell is cotton candy.
Cotton candy flavored ice cream and fruity pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, mini M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles in a cotton candy shell. I would eat that.
I would
at least take a bite. I would not want to eat the whole thing. Some of their other...
No, the whole thing would be holy cow.
They have a chicken and waffle sandwich. They have... Meatball hoagie on a stick.
Sounds good.
They're introducing gluten-free and vegan pizza. Vienna beef jalapeno cheddar dogadilla.
What is that?
Who knows?
That sounds... Imagine getting that for dinner and then washing it down for dessert with your candy burrito.
Yeah.
That's stuffed with ice cream. You'd be asleep by the end of the game.
This is one thing eventually we will learn about the new Bills Stadium is how the food options will be immensely better. Right, we'll have.
They're gonna have a different food vendor too, right? They signed a different deal with a different company,
yep.
So that'll be new. We'll see what that looks like.
Yep.
Are they the same people that are doing this cotton candy burrito? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, good question.
Wondering. Yeah, new stadium food should be like this. Give me some crazy options that I can't get anywhere else, and I'm in. This burrito, I mean, it looks like it's the size of my head. It's enormous.
It is.
This has to be...
It looks like...
Are they selling this whole thing?
It kind of looks like a sleeping bag, the way that it's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Like, it's cotton candy in a burrito shell and big enough to look like you have a fleece blanket on your couch. It rolls up.
Yeah.
It's like a fleece.
Do we think, though, if I go to the Cardinals game and I go to the stand and order a cotton candy burrito, am I getting this whole thing?
Yeah.
Or am I getting, like, a slice of
it? No, you're getting the whole thing. A burrito's a burrito.
I'm getting the whole... But it's... This is not any old burrito. This thing's got to be 8 pounds. Maybe it's not that much. It looks like it's 8 pounds.
It looks
like it's pretty compact.
What's it cost? We have that story yet?
I don't. It's probably going to be like $29 or something.
We're going to work on that.
Well, some of them. Did you see the updated Falcons concession prices? They upped like a hot dog there instead of $2, now $2.50.
Okay.
The Falcons are notorious for, like, they have the cheapest concession food at their new stadium, like, in the league. And we'll see. I'm not betting on that for the new Bills Stadium. But we'll get there.
803-0550, if you want to call us, you know, you can. 1-888-550-2550. What else didn't we get to today that we've been meaning to get to?
Let's see.
We got to depth chart season. Oh, I know. Joint practices. The Bills are going to have one joint practice with Pittsburgh. That's going to happen. Maybe
yes.
They'll be practicing against Brandon Ayuk. Here's a question for you, or a statement.
Okay.
I'm not a football coach. I'm not a GM. I'm just a guy who talks about football sometimes. Why are we doing these things? The Lions and the Giants
The Lions and the Giants had three fights in 3 minutes. Joint practices exist solely so these teams can fight each other. Because if you fight during a game, what are you going to get? Fined, suspended, flagged, kicked out. If you fight at practice, we saw this. Aaron Donald swung two helmets at an opponent and was not suspended because it was practice. Because it was just these joint practices are just fights.
Is that a bad thing, though?
What's the benefit?
I mean,
does the league enjoy having it look like these guys care a lot? Is anyone thinking that they don't care enough?
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to fight anyway. Why not line them up against players on another team?
Because they don't fight as much. You might get two fights during the entirety of training camp.
Have we had one out here, by the way, yet?
We've had a couple dust-ups.
Not quite a fight.
You don't have Malik Nabers throwing haymakers at a Lions defensive back. They fought three times in 4 minutes, and then, okay, I got to find this. It was pointed out maybe by Connor Rogers or Connor Orr that there were three fights at the practice, and then they played Limp Bizkit's break stuff as if they're trying.
That's what I mean.
They're trying to start more fights.
It's hockey. It's hockey. It's like, okay, we're going to have fights, and there's kind of a penalty for this, but not really because we enjoy it because it makes the fans happy.
It is the only place where you can – it's like a lawless land. It's like these practices are taking place in international waters. And here you can fight. This is fine.
Yeah. Right. It is the one place – it's the one place on Earth where a football player can swing a helmet at an opponent and or at somebody else and not – get in trouble for it. If they did it off the football field, they would get suspended for the personal conduct policy. If they did it on the field, it would be Myles Garrett, and they would get suspended for, you know, indefinitely.
Yeah.
What I mean, though, is, like, maybe the fights aren't part of it, but do they want that energy out of their players? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They can't hate it that much because they keep doing it.
I know.
And they know. They know there's fights all the time. Like, they're ready for it.
Crazy. Josh Allen has a mustache.
Yeah, the mustaches are in.
We're back to mustache Josh Allen.
Yep. Is that weird to you? The mustaches are, like, they're back? Or is this just like the natural cycle where they kind of have a comeback every, like, 10 years?
I guess I didn't know they went away.
I think they kind of went away. At least with my demographic, they went away. But they're definitely back now.
Mustaches are back.
Mustaches are back.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome back, mustaches. I didn't know they were gone. When are mutton chops coming back? Let's do some mutton chops.
Mutton chops. What's the next comeback? Mutton chops? Because the mullet's already had its comeback.
Yep.
We're in the middle of that right now, I believe. What else? Like the poofy 80s hair? That's not for coming back, right?
We'll get to Extendo Sports. I've been alerted to the existence of a Hail Mary in handball.
I didn't know that was
I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm going to try and find that clip. See if we can get that to you. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.